Okay, today's daf is Becharos daf Lamed Gimel. We left off on daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Today's shiur is sponsored by David Ham, an internet participant from Yerushalayim. In honor of his wife Margie, we thank David very, very much for the sponsorship. He's sponsoring this entire week of daf Yomi Be'ezras Hashem. So we thank him very much for the sponsorship. And anyone who would like to sponsor can email daf sponsor at gmail, right? At bknw.org. daf sponsor at bknw.org. Okay, so we're holding up the Mishnah. What? Is he up again for this week? Oh, he did? I didn't know. And also by David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and we continue to thank Dr. David Lander for the sponsorship. So we are holding out the Mishnah and Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. The Mishnah is going to discuss, the whole Daf today is going to discuss the idea of a Bechor and what can be and cannot be done with the meat of a Bechor. So the Mishnah is going to talk about whether a Kohen can share the Bechor with the Yisrael or with a non-Jew even. Are they allowed to eat the Bechor together? See, when the Kohen is having it at his table, can he invite a Yisrael or invite a non-Jew to eat with him? And then the Gemara is going to discuss on Amud Aleph whether Nida is allowed to eat the Bechor, and when we talk about a Nida, the same is going to be true for a Balkeri as well. And then we're going to discuss skinning an animal from the leg. We'll have to talk about why they would do that, but whether you're allowed to do that with a Bechor, with Psulei Mekdashin, whether you're allowed to do that on Yantif, and then on Amud Beis, the Mishnah is going to discuss whether a person can do Hakazas Dam on a Bechor, even though that might risk making it a Balmum, but if an animal is very sick, and sometimes it requires Hakazas Dam for therapeutic reasons, so are you allowed to do Hakazas Dam on a Bechor? The Gemara is going to try to connect the Machlokas about Hakazas Dam with another Machlokas about guarding Truma from Tuma, and we'll see whether that connection is a good connection or not. So let's begin on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis at the Mishnah. So says the Mishnah, Beishamei Omrim, Lo Yimani Yisrael Lemakoin LeBechor. A Yisrael cannot be counted together with the Kohen to eat the Bechor, meaning the Kohen is not allowed to invite a Yisrael over when he's eating the Bechor. Ubeis Hillel Matirin V'Afilu Ovid Chavim. Beis Hillel says, not only is that mutter for a Yisrael, it's even mutter for an Ovid Chavim. Mikdash David points out, if Beis Hillel is matir for an Ovid Chavim to eat the Bechor, you see that there's clearly no mitzvah sachila on the Bechor, because if there was a mitzvah sachila, there's no way that you'd be allowed to share it with an Ovid Chavim. When the Mishnah said on Daf Chavavim Beis that you have to eat it betoch shnaso, it means that the mitzvah is to shecht it within 1 year so that it will be ra'i la'achila, but not that there is a mitzvah achila, says the Mikdash David. Tos Yantav points out that even according to Beis Hillel, that you're allowed to be machil b'char balmum to an ovid chavim, but it wasn't something that was commonly done, nor was it something that was encouraged, because Yisrael are kedoshim heim, and we're always mechabiv something that had kedusha once. So even though it's may no longer have that level of kedusha, but since this is something that had some sort of remnant of Kedusha, so it became Minag Yisrael to be very much connected to it, and we wouldn't want to share this with an Ovid Chavim. But at least strictly speaking, Beis Hillel in the Mishnah says that it's mutter even to share with an Ovid Chavim. Says Mar Masnis and Mani, who is the author of our Mishnah? So Rabbi Akiva, the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, meaning, who's the author of our Mishnah that assumes that Beis Hillel holds that you're allowed to share it with an Ovid Chavim? So that is the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, because we're going to have a machlokas what Beis Hillel in fact holds. D'tanya, we have a brisa. Bechor ein nimnun alav ele chabur shekol kohanim divrei Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says the only people that are allowed to eat a bechor, the only people that are allowed in the chabura that's eating the bechor, are kohanim. And this is exactly what they said in our Mishnah. The Achronim raised the question, why doesn't Beis Shammai just use lush ein necha lezarim, that it can't be eaten by zarim? Why do you have to say ele chabura shekol kohanim? Just say that there's an Isra of a Zar eating a Bechor. So in the Sefer Yad Eliyahu, he suggests that if we would have said Ein Necha L'Zarim, we would have said that a Kohenes who was married to Yisrael, a Bas Kohen who was married to Yisrael, and then was in the Salman or Onesgarsha, became an Alman or got divorced without any children from the Yisrael, where the Halacha is, she's now allowed to eat Truma, she's Shavah L'Beis Aviyah. For Truma, we would have assumed that she's also allowed to eat Bechor, because she's not really a Zara, she's a Bas Kohen. But But just like she's not allowed to eat chaz v'shok, the reality is she's not allowed to eat b'char either. So that's why Bishami says, El chabura shekulu kohanim. It's not enough to not be a zar, you need to be kohanim. And therefore the bas kohen, who was married to Yisrael and has since gotten divorced, even without any children from the Yisrael, is also asked to eat b'char. But that's based Shammai's opinion. Ubeisila lomrim, afilu zarim. Beisila says, even a zar, even a non-kohen, is allowed to eat b'char. Rabbi Akiva matir afilu b'chavim. And Rabbi Akiva's understanding of Beis Hillel, that's why you have to tie it up. Rabbi Akiva's understanding of Beis Hillel is that even an Ovid Chavim is allowed to eat the Bechar. So now you have a machlokas, what Beis Hillel holds. Is an Ovid Chavim allowed to eat Bechar or not? So the re-paskins la'alacha, like Beis Hillel in the Mishnah, that an Ovid Chavim is allowed to eat from the Bechar. In the Bahag, he says, like Beis Hillel in the Brisa, that only Zarim, but not Ovdei Kochavim. That's what Tosos Dibra Maschil Pasak quotes over here. The Marit Al-Ghazi writes that from Tosos it seems that according to Rabbi Akiva, you're even allowed to be Machil L'Klavim, meaning that there's just nothing, there's no Kedusha to do. You're allowed to give it to whoever, and you could even feed it to the dogs. And that's what Tosos writes in Maseches Psachim and Maseches Zvachim as well. However, there is a group of Rishonim that disagrees. The Rashba Maseches Chulin, the Rana Maseches Chulin say to be Machil L'Klavim is Aser, because it says V'achalta, so we darshan Achalta V'lo L'Klavecha. Ovid Chavim is allowed to eat it. Yeah, that's still called the Ve'achalta, but the Klavim would be Aser. So my time with the Beishamai, so let's go through each of the Shitos. Why does Beishamai hold that Yisrael is not even allowed to eat the Bechor? Because the pasuk says, when it talks about the basar of a bechor, it says v'saram yelach, and the pasuk goes on to say ki chazei atznufa k'shok hayamin l'chayiyah, that the Torah links it with chaz v'shok. So ma hasam kohanim in Yisrael lo, just like chaz v'shok can only be eaten by kohanim, and Yisrael are not allowed to eat chaz v'shok. That's beferish in the pasuk. Pasuk says v'is chazei atznufa k'shok hashum atochu makom Torah ato v'nechum nosech itach, that only kohanim and not zarim. So av hacha, so by bechor as well, kohanim in Yisrael. Yisrael, it's natural to assume, since the pasuk links them, that the Kohanim, yes, but Yisrael are not allowed to eat from Bechar. Beis Hillel holds that a Yisrael is allowed to eat from a Bechar, even if you can assume a Goy cannot, but that a Yisrael can. Hani Militam will say, yes, there is a link between Bechar and Chaz V'Shok, but that's between a Bechar Tam and a Chaz V'Shok, because the pasuk, the previous pasuk, says, as Domam Tizrok Alam Ezbeach, Veschelbam Takdiri, Sheirech Michoch LaHashem, you're talking about something that's being brought as a carbon. And that's a Bechor Tam that the Pasuk is talking about. Aval Balmum Ksiv HaTameh V'Hator Yachtav. By a Balmum it says a Tameh person and a Torah person together could eat it. So from there you see Kal V'Chomer that a Zar could eat it. B'Gzumah Tameh She'en Ochel B'Kachem Kalim Ochel B'Bechor. A Tameh person is not allowed to eat Kachem Kalim, and yet the Pasuk says explicitly he's allowed to eat a Bechor. Zar Sha Ochel B'Kachem Kalim Eino Din She Ochel B'Bechor. A Zar is allowed to eat Kachem Kalim. A Zar is allowed to eat the shlamim and meiser and pesach and korban pesach, right? So then, for sure, he's allowed to eat bechor. So the gemara says, "Nah, ikal lemifrach." We could be docha that kal v'chomer. Malatamei shekein hutar michlal abavol the sibur. Tamei is hutar michlal abavol the sibur, meaning the klal that a tamei is not allowed to eat kachim is mutter. We do find a heter to the isra of a tamei when it comes to avodas kachim. When it's a carbon seabor, if there is no Kohen Tahar. But a Zar is never allowed to do Avodah Migdash, even if there are no qualified Kohanim, even if Meheri Yibana Amigdash, and no one has any idea how to do the Avodah, and we're going to be looking for someone. Anyone know what to do over here? Right? That's why the Chavetz Chaim wanted Kailim learning Kachim, so that they'll know what to do when the Beis HaMikdash comes back. And the only people that we can find that are qualified are people who are not Kohanim, but are big Talmidei Chacham that already learned up all these Sugis in Kachim. Even if that happens, the Zar is not allowed to do it. So Tameh, in a certain sense, is more Kal than a Zar. So it can't be that we learn from a Tameh to a Zar through a Kal V'Chomer. So the Gemara explains, Ube Silal, who does learn the Kal V'Chomer, they hold Atub Avodah Kamer, Bachila Kamrinan, Achila Zar Adif. We're not talking about Avodah. We're talking about Achila. And by Achila's Kachim is the whole topic. And as far as Achila, we find by Kachim Kalim that a Zar is better than a Tameh, because a Tameh is not allowed to eat Kachim Kalim, and a Zar is allowed to eat Kachim Kalim. So the Zar is allowed to eat what the Tameh is not allowed to eat. And therefore it's a perfectly valid Kal V'Chomer that if a Tameh is allowed to eat Bechor, then of course a Zar is allowed to eat Bechor. So that is the Sheet of Beis Hillel as we had in the Braisa, that Beis Hillel holds that a non-Kohen is allowed to eat it. What about Rabbi Akiva's version of Beis Hillel and the version of Beis Hillel that we have in the Mishnah, that not only a non-Kohen, that even a Goy is allowed to eat Bechar? Rabbi Akiva Matir, if you love Bechavim, so my time, eh? Why does Rabbi Akiva say even a Goy? My time is Rabbi Akiva. Why does Rabbi Akiva hold even a Goy is Mutter? Because the Gemara explains that Rabbi Akiva holds that a Bechar is by Bechar, the Pasuk says, Katzvi v'cha ayal. It says, B'shara the next words are katsviv cha'ayol. So we learn matsviv ha'ayol mutar lo v'chavim af b'chor mutar lo v'chavim. Just like you're allowed to feed tzviv ha'ayol to lo v'chavim, those are not karbanos, so too a b'chor can be fed to an oven chavim. The idach and Tanakama, who says that Beis Hillel would not allow feeding it to an oven chavim, they don't darshan katzvi v'chayal to feed to an oven chavim. So what are they going to do with katzvi v'chayal? Talas tzvi v'ayel ksivi. It says three times in the Torah tzvi v'ayel, and they're all darshaned, they're all accounted for in drashas as follows. Chad l'chad Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yoshaya. One is for the drash of Yitzchak and Rabbi Yoshaya, that someone who's marvia sharp suli amakdashin or manig sharp suli amakdashin is loka mishum klayim, gets a malchus for klayim because it's considered to be two separate things. V'chad l'chad Rabbi Lozer HaKapar, and one of these psukim of katzvi v'chayal is to teach us what Rabbi Lozer HaKapar teaches us, that from this hekish to psuli amakdashin we learn that ma psuli amakdashin b'shchita, so to tzvi v'ayal or b'shchita. V'idach, and the third pasuk is matzvi va'il p'tur mina b'chora af p'suya m'kdashin p'tur mina b'chora. So there is no extra katzvi v'cha'ayal to tell me that you're allowed to be machil b'chor lo ovid chavim. And that's why the other Tanaim reject Rabbi Akiva's understanding of the Beis Hillel. But it's only by Rabbi Akiva does understand that the Beis Hillel holds that you're allowed to even be machil b'chor to a nachri. Now there is a discussion in Poskim. The Marit has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Nun. Let's say a person is a guest at someone else's house and he takes a piece of meat from the serving tray or an apple off the table and he gives it to his friend and he says first of course he says to two people at the table Edim, you're not related, good, so he has two people serve as Edim and he does a kiddushin, or he's sitting next to a young lady at a meal and he's so enthralled with her that he decides to be Mekadisher with the food that's on the table. So is that a valid kiddushin or not? So he says it's mistaver that the oreach is not zocha in the food until he puts it in his mouth. It does not belong to him until he puts it in his mouth, and therefore the kiddushin is going to be invalid. And a number of achronim, the Koch of Miyakov and others, write that a raya ledavar is from what the Gemara says in Maseches Nedarim, the Flam Dalam Beis, that someone who assers his kikar on his friend, he makes an isser that you're not allowed to have my kikar. If he gives it to him by Matana, he's allowed to eat it because it's not his when he shares it with him, when he shares his food with him. It's not that I'm giving it to you as matana. But if he invites him, then it's asr, because at that time that he eats it, it's still the kikar shel balabais. I'm sorry, I said wrong. That if you give it to him as matana, so it's not, I made an isr, you're not allowed to have my food. So if I give it to you as matana, it's your food, so then you're allowed to eat it. But if I invite you to my house, then you're not allowed to eat it, because when you're eating it, it's still my food. That's what the Gemara assumes. So when you're eating at somebody else's house, you do not make a kinyan on the food. The Ramah discusses this in Eben Ezer, that if you're eating at someone's house, what do we assume is the status of that food? Are you the owner of that food or are you not the owner of that food? Sfasemis discusses this in the context, I think we've mentioned, in the context of matzah on Pesach. That Sfasemis understands that just like there's a mitzvah of lachem by lulav, that you have to be the owner of your lulav, you have to be the owner of your matzah. So he says you have to be careful when you're eating seder at someone else's house, so they're sharing their matzah with you, but you need to acquire that matzah, it needs to be yours. And just the fact that you're sitting at the table and they're sharing their food with you does not make it yours, because they're sharing their food with you, but it doesn't become your food. The limud zuchus that they have is that people are samech on the rush in the first parak of Maseches Kiddushin, who holds that you can be mekadish and isha Nisha with a borrowed ring. The Rush holds such a shita. How could you be Mekadesh Nisha with a borrowed ring? It's not yours. So the Rush assumes that if someone is lending you the ring and they know that you're using it for Kiddushin, they want to lend it to you in whatever way is going to be effective. So that's their das for the Kinyan, whatever way you're going to need it. So too, says say some of the Achronim, by the Matzah, you don't need to make a special Kinyan because the guy is sharing his Matzah with you. He wants you to be able to say the mitzvahs of the Seder, so he wants you to be able to be konit. So what does it have to do with our sugya? Because in our sugya we say that you're allowed to have a guy eat the bechor that was nafal balmum. Says the Yamshel Shlomo, dafka when you invite a guy to your table, it's going to be mutter, but you're not allowed to sell a bechor to a nachri because you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to have him acquire a bechor because there's the isra to be machal nachri a bechor is it's being mafkir the kedusha to chulin, so you're not allowed to sell it to him. But if you invite him to eat with you, you're not selling it to him, and you're not being makne it to him. What you're simply doing is you're sharing your food with him, but it's still your food. So that's the major discussion that the Achronim have as far as how we view the status of the food that you are sharing with other people when they are invited to your house, and it relates to this sugya with the Bukhar and the Nachri. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Now, Tan Rabban, what other limitations are there on a Bukhar? So Bukhar ein machil nosol anidos, divrei Beshamai. Beshamai says a nida is not allowed to eat from a Bukhar, b'solomrim machil nosol anidos, that a nida can eat from a Bukhar. The Rishonim point out, Tosus points out, not only a nida, but a Balkari as well, that it's that only the Tamei that's Hutar b'Pesach is allowed to eat a Bukhar. So Tosus says it's a nida and a Balkari would have the same status. So my time to Beshamai, why does Beshamai say a nida is not allowed to eat from a Bukhar? Duxiv uvisaram yelach mahasam nidos lo, it makes the hekesh to chaz of a shok. So just like by chaz of a shok, a nida is not allowed to eat because their tamei and the tamei that eats kodesh is chayiv kares. Af hacha nidos lo. So here also by bechor, a nida is not allowed to eat. Ubeis hillel and beis hillel must hold hanimili tam. That's only true. The whole comparison, like we just learned from beis hillel, the whole comparison to chaz of a shok is only by a bechor tam. But a bechor bal mum is there's no hekesh to chaz of a shok. Av bal mum hatamei vatohar yach. But a balmum, tamei and a tahor can eat it together. Ube shamai and beis shamai, who does not learn from a tamei yochlenu to be mater nidos to eat a bechor, they must hold hani mili hechadein tumi yotzel megufo. The idea that a tamei is allowed to eat a bechor is only when the tuma is tumas meis, tumas sheret. It's tuma that was contracted from elsewhere. But if a person has a tuma that came from their own body, like a nida, a balkeri, avlechad tumi yotzel megufo, lo, then we would not be matir. Such a tumah would not be matir to eat a bechor. The chiluk between tumah yotze migufo and any yotze migufo is the ashkan, the palag rachmana. We do find the Torah itself distinguishes between tumah yotze migufo lebein she'en tumah yotze migufo, between the tumah that's yotze migufo and not. Where do we find the Torah itself distinguishes? Ditnan, it's a Mishnah Meseches Pesachim. HaPesach Sheba Betuma, if let's say Rov of the Tzibur is Tamei Betumas Meis, and therefore they bring a Korban Pesach, Lo Yochlu Mimenu, and they bring Korban Pesach Betuma, obviously if a Miut of the Tzibur is Tamei Betumas Meis, they would not bring the Korban Pesach Betuma, rather they would bring a Pesach Sheni. So that's close to the Daf Yom Kippur, it's the day after Pesach Sheni, we'll count it. So Pesach Sheba Betuma, a Korban Pesach that's brought Betuma, Lo Yochlu Mimenu Zavnu Mitzorayim Vizavnu, Zavos, Venidos, Vyoldos, that Zav, Mitzvah, and Zavos, Nidos, Vyoldos are not allowed to eat it, even though people are Tomei Mace are allowed to eat it. Why? What's the difference? Because Tomei Mace is a Tomei that's contracted from elsewhere. Whereas all of these types of Tomei are Tomei that Yotze Megufo. Ubeis Hillel and Beis Hillel, who allows a Bechor, even for a Tomei Yotze, that's Yotze Megufo, even for a Nida, for a Balkari, Hasam, who to call it Rachmana. Yeah, by Karm Pesach, Zav, and all those people are not allowed to eat because the Torah's Megala, that it's only for Tomei Mace, because it says Tamei Nefesh. It says Ish Ish Kiya Tamei La Nefesh Obedarach Chok Vasa Pesach. So it's from the Lashon of Ish, we learn that only that Ish that's described in the Pasuk, that Bizman Pesach Rishon is not making the Pesach, he's Nidcha to Pesach Sheni. But a Tzibur is not Nidcha to Pesach Sheni, a Tzibur would bring Pesach Rishon, but that's only by Tumas Mace, not by Tumas Ziva. Aval Hacha Tamei Stamak Siv, but by Bechor, the Torah just says Tame, it says Tochlenu, Hatame Vahatar, and it doesn't say what kind of Tame. So Loshna, so there's no chilik whether it's a Tuma Yotze Migufo or any other form of Tuma, they're all permitted to eat a Bechor, says Beis Hillel. So now the Gemara explains the halacha of skinning a bechor derech haraglayim. The way they would skin it is from the legs of the animal. So Tan Rabbanan, we have a brisa. Ein margilin, you're not allowed to skin the or of the bechor. Or first we were going to say biyomtov. You're not allowed to skin the or of any animal derech haraglayim, starting with the legs going up toward the head on yomtov. Similarly, ein margilin bebechor. You're also not allowed to do this to a bechor balmum, velo bepsulei mukdashin, or any other animal that was hukdash as a karban and developed a mum and then became nifta, that you're allowed to shechtil achilei. So you're not allowed to be margil the animal. Again, margilin means the simple pshat, the way Rashi understands, is that you pull the skin off starting from the legs of the animal. The Rambam in the third paragraph of Hilchos Yom Tov understands differently. He says, ketzad hu amargil ze amotzi kol basar me regel achas kedei sheyotzi kol ar shalim v'lo yikara. Somehow they would pull all of the meat out of one of the legs, and then in order that the entire skin would remain intact, that it shouldn't rip at all. And that's what he explains in the Pirush Mishnayos in the ninth parak of Chulin as well. Shemotzi es kol hakeves mimakom raglo bilvad, and the vizeo nikra margil min regel, and that way the entire or is going to be shulling without any tear in the or. The whole point is that it's to try to keep the or intact, but at a cost of the basar. But it keeps the or intact when they skin the animal in this way. So it says in Bishlam Yom Tov, I understand why you're not allowed to do this on Yom Tov, because you're being tareach atircha that you don't need on Yom Tov. Meaning, what are you allowed to do on Yom Tov? You're allowed to do malachos of ochel nefesh. Yeah, anything that involves preparing the food, which is the meat of the animal. Skinning the animal in this way is a tremendous tircha and does not enhance the food in any way. Ela b'char man tana, but that which you're not allowed to do this to a b'char, who's the tana that holds that? It's the same Beishamai that says that a nida is not allowed to eat a bechor because it still has kedusha, even though it's a balmum, it still has kedusha as if it were a tam. So just like a bechor tam, you're not allowed to skin because it's a bizayon of kadshim to skin it this way because you want to the or to remain shalem. So you're going to be very careful and you're going to cut the basar of the bechor. You're going to be pogam the basar, and that's going to be mevaza the basar kadshim. So to balmum, you're not allowed to do that either, because you have to be very careful with the basar. And like we said, skinning it in this way is wonderful for the skin, it's wonderful to keep it intact, but it's at a cost to the basar, and you're not allowed to be mevazeh basar kachim even of a balmum. Velo b'psulei mukdashin mantana, and why not psulei mukdashin? Who's the tana that says that you can't do this to psulei mukdashin? Amar Rav Chisra b'lavs of Rabbi Shimon, that's the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, who's particularly machmir by psulei mukdashin, that holds that even after it's shechted, they still retain their kedusha, and therefore you're not allowed to be mafshit them in this way because it's going to be pogam in the basar. Ditnan, we have a brisa, we have a mishnah, or really a brisa that says this way. Tosfos points out that it's a brisa in Maseches Tumura, that it's, we don't really have such a mishnah. The person has two karbanos chatos that he originally was mafresh for achrayus, meaning that if one of them gets lost, that the other one will be the achrayus. The other one will take the place of the lost one. So achas tamima va'achas balmum. One of these karbanos was a tamim, one was a balmum. Tamima tikrav, so good, use the tamim as your kapara for the chet, bring that as your actual karban chatas, or balmum tipada, and then you could be poda the balmum, and the money will go to the shofros and the mikdash that they were bringing the davos from. Nishchet balas mum, if after you were poda the balas mum, you then shechted it, im ad shelo nizrak dama shel tmima, if you shechted it before you achieved kapara with the other one, before you were zorik the dam of the tmima and achieved kapara, so then mutaris, the balmum is mutar b'achila, even after you achieved kapara with the tmima, because it was already had a heter at the time of the shechita, and achila the shechita happened before the zrika, so it doesn't have kedusha anymore. Im misha nizrak dama shel tmima asura, but if it was shechted after you already zorik the dam of the tamima for a kapara, so then it's asura even ba'ana, because it's a chatos sheneschapru ba'aleh ba'acheres. Halacha l'moshe misina is a chatos sheneschapru ba'aleh ba'acheres is holich l'misa. So if you manage to shecht it before you got the kapara, it's not a chatos sheneschapru ba'aleh ba'acheres, so the, you don't have this halacha l'moshe misina. But once you've already were zorik the dam of the tamima, and now you're going to shecht the balas mum, so then this halacha l'moshe misina is activated of chatos sheneschapru ba'aleh ba'acheres. So now it's going to be l'misa the halacha is. So blaz Rebbe Shimon Omer afilu basar b'kedera v'nizrak damer shel tamima asura. No, we don't look at the shashchita. Even if you just haven't eaten the meat yet, the meat is in the pot, it's cooking, and then you're zorik the dam of the tamima, the balas mum is going to be asur ba'ana, because even after the pidyon and the shchita, it still retains its kedusha. It's considered like a chatash and schapa ba'ala v'acheres, and it's going to be asura. So the Gemara explains, why does Rav Chista say that the ratio of the brisa is assumed like Beis Shammai, and the seif is like Rav Lazar Rav Shimon? Rav Chista, and the ask the Gemara Rav Chista, who said that the beginning of the brisa, that you're not allowed to be margil b'bechor, is going like Beis Shammai, who's so machmir by a bechor, and that they don't allow a nida to eat from a bechor, because it still has the full kedusha, yet the end of the brisa, that you're not allowed to be margil b'psulei amukdashin, that's going like Rav Lazar Rav Shimon. So look makulik Beis Shammai. Why not say just that the entire brisa is going like Beis Shammai? If you want to attach a tana to a brisa, isn't it better to attach one tana to the brisa than to take different pieces of the brisa and say that it's going like different tanaim? Just say the whole thing is going like Beis Shammai, and just like Beis Shammai is machmir not to skin the bechor from the legs, he's also, Beis Shammai is also machmir not to skin psulei amukdashin from the legs. Why do we need to introduce Rav Lazar Rav Shimon? So the Gemara answers Rav Chista did not establish the end of the brisa to be going like Beis Shammai, because Dilma ad kan lo kamri Beis Shammai, he has no proof that Beis Shammai would say the same thing by Psulei Hamukdashin. It could be ad kan lo kamri Beis Shammai el b'bechor, that Beis Shammai is only going to be so machmir when it comes to Bechor. Why? Because in a certain sense, the Bechor's Kedusha is more intense than Psulei Hamukdashin. The kedusha so merechem, that the kedusha didn't come about because you took some sort of neder, you made some sort of commitment. No, it was inherently kadosh merechem. So that's a more intense form of kedusha, and that kedusha is still going to be there even if the bechor becomes a balmum. Avu psulei mukdashim, then kedusha so merechem lo. But maybe psulei mukdashim, even Beis Shammai is not going to be so machmir because its kedusha is not as intense. It doesn't have kedusha merechem. So it says more of a luk makula. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, okay, good, but it's still better to have the entire brisa go like one tana. So once we know that the seifa has to go like Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, why not say that just as Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon is machmir about the kedusha of psulei amukdashim, and therefore he would not allow skinning it from the legs, he's similarly machmir by a bechor, and then you don't need to bring Beis Shammai in. Says no, because Dilma ad kan lo kamer Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon hasam ela psulei mukdashin. Maybe Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon is only machmir about psulei mukdashin. Why? Dalimi lemitvas pidyonam. Their kedusha, the kedusha of psulei mukdashin, in a certain sense, is stronger than kedushas bechor because it's able to be machfis kedusha on the money that you're poda it with. So when you're poda psulei mukdashin, the kedusha transfers onto the money. Aval bechor delaol lemitvas pidyonam. Apparently, the kedusha of bechor is not strong enough to be transferred onto money that you try to exchange it for, because the pasuk says lo tifteh kodeshem. You can't be poda a bechor; it remains kodesh. So maybe Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon will not say that the kedusha remains on the bechor even after the shechita. So that's why the brisa that asers being margil bechor has to be like Beis Shammai, and the part of the brisa that asers being margil psulei mukdashin has to be Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. Meaning, we can only take what we know, known statements of the different tanaim, and attach them to parts of the brisa. We cannot make assumptions because the kedushas are not the same. In a certain sense, bechor has a more intense kedusha than psulei mukdashin because it's kadosh merechem, and in a certain sense, psulei mukdashin has a more intense kedusha than bechor because it is strong enough to be nitfas bepidiono. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon asked the Gemara. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon was machmir by pesul hamikdashim that even after it's shechted, that it's still kadosh. Less lay, does he not hold off kol pesul hamikdashim and karm beitlis v'nishkalim belitra alma kevin deikar rav chalahektis sharila? Doesn't he hold what we learned that all pesul hamikdashim could be sold in the meat market? They could be weighed in the normal way because we're just trying to make all the money we can for hegdish. So since it's going to be a profit to hegdish by selling it in that way and by weighing it in that way, so you'll get more money for it, so they allow it, and the revach for Agdish is in that they're not omed b'kedusha sam. So if for that same reason we should be matir to be margil psulei mekdashim, because through that it will be a profit for Agdish, because you'll be able to get more money for it, meaning a person who's going to buy this and then who's going to be poda it and is going to be poda based on the value that he thinks he can sell it for, so he's going to be poda it for more money. It's going to be a benefit for Agdish if he thinks he could turn around and sell it in the market for more money. So if he knows that he can remove the skin in a way that the skin is going to be most valuable, he'll pay more. So why not? For the revach for Agdish, why not allow it? It's not necessarily more value. Meaning it's true, the skin of the animal is going to be more valuable if he's allowed to skin it in this way. But the meat's going to be less valuable. Because like we said before, that it's at a cost to the basar. So for that reason, it's not necessarily a revach to hegdish to allow the person to skin it in this way. Okay, so now we go back to what we were discussing on Amud Aleph, that who the Braisa is assuming, like when it says that you're not allowed to be mafshit or shel psulei mekdashim through the from the raglayim. So we said that Rav Chista said that the Braisa is going like Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, and then we had a whole discussion about the sheet of Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. But b'ma Rava mishmei de Ravina Amri in Eretz Yisrael, they said in the name of Ravina that the din of Braisa that you're not allowed to be margil psulei mekdashim is actually tali b'machlok is not tali b'machlokas, and really everyone holds mipnei shenira kovid avod b'kachim. It's a totally different issue. It's not about ruining the meat and whether it does the kedush. No, it's because it's a bizayon. It looks like you're doing avod b'kachim because you're preparing the or to make a kli out of it of some sort, while it's still on the basar kachim. Rabbi Yossi bar Avin Omer that everyone is moda that you're not allowed to be margil psulei mekdashim for a different reason. Gzeira shemi gadol mehen adarim adarim. If we allow you to be margil to cut the skin off in this way, we have to be choshesh that maybe you'll wait to skin it until you find enough people who want to buy such skins intact. And through that, a lot of time will pass till you actually shecht it and skin it, and you'll raise flocks of these animals that have this level of kedusha. So people, and we don't want that to happen because then there's going to be a risk of the issur of giza and avoda. So we just don't want so many kadosh animals walking around. So we want you to take care of this as soon as possible. But if we allow you to skin the animal in this way, you're going to wait until there's demand in the market for these skins, and that would be a terrible thing. That would not be a good idea. Okay, now new Mishnah. So it says the Mishnah, Bukhar Shachaz Adam. Let's say a Bukhar has an overabundance of blood, and that's causing it to be ill. Afilu Meis, even if it's going to die, if you don't do bloodletting, Ein Makiz and Lodam. You cannot do bloodletting on a Bukhar. Even if it's not going to make a Mum Kavua through the Hakaza, it's just going to make a little boo-boo, and it's going to get better. Divir Rabbi Yehuda. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, because a person is going to be so bol al mamono, he's going to be so concerned about losing his money. If we allow him to be makiz in a place where he's not going to make a mum, he's going to come to be makiz even in a place where it will make a mum. The chamram yakiz mavachli yas mamum. The chamram say, no, you can do hakazas dam, just be careful, don't make a mum in the animal. And if you did make a mum, then you can't shecht on account of that mum, because you were the one that put that mum there, and therefore you have to wait until it develops another mum before you could shecht it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, yakiz afal pi shuos b'mum. You could do that kaza, even though it very likely will make a mum, because it's davar shein miskaven, and davar shein miskaven is mutter. This is Rabbi Shimon Shita and all of Shas, that if davar shein miskaven is mutter, you're not trying to make the mum, as long as it's not a psik reshe that it will definitely happen. You're not trying to make the mum is just happening. So three shitos. Shita number one, Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to be makiz dam at all, even when you know you're not going to make a mum, because we we think that you're then going to be makiz even in a place that will make a mum. Shita l'chamim, you could be makiz, but only in a place where you're not going to make a mum, not a place where you will make a mum. And the shita of Rabbi Shimon, you could even be makiz in a place that will make a mum, because it's davar shenu miskavin. So the Gemara brings a braisa. Tan rabban, b'chor she'achaz l'dam, makiz in lo, es adam, b'makam she'edosim b'mum. A b'chor that has this overabundance of dam, you could do akazas adam in a place that will not make a mum. Ve'im akiz nos dam makam she'edosim b'mum divra meir. That's a meir shita. V'chamram af b'makam she'edosim b'mum. The chamram say, even where it will make a mum, v'achlo yishachet alosim mum. But if it does make a mum, you're not allowed to shecht on account of that mum. Rabbi Shimon Omer, af nishchat alosim mum, you can shecht on account of that mum. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilu meis, ein makiz nos adam. Rabbi Yehuda says, no such thing. You can't be makiz adam at all, even if the animal is going to die. So Masin, the Rabbi Lezer Lebrei, Rabbi Lezer was teaching his son, Va'amri la Rabbi Chiel Lebrei, some say Rabbi Chiel was teaching his son, Ke machlokas kan, this machlokas has a parallel in Shas. This machlokas about being makiz dam of a bechor, kach machlokas b'chavishal truma. We have a similar machlokas when it comes to a barrel of truma as far as guarding it from tuma. Ditnan, because the Mishnah says in the 8th paragraph of Masechet Truma, chavishal truma shenol b'safek tuma. Let's say you have a chavishal truma and it's safek tamei. Rabbi Lezer Omer, if it's in a place that's not guarded, you need to guard it. You need to put it in a place that it will not be able to become tummy, because it might be tahar. And if it's exposed, cover it. Rabbi Shua says, well, anyway, you're not allowed to eat it right now because it might be tummy. So what's better is that it should be a vadai. The worst position it could be in is a situation of suffering, where you don't know what you could do with it. So put it in a makom haturfa, let it become tamei. In ma'isa mechusa, if it was covered, yigalena, uncover it. Rabbi Gamliel Amar, lo yichadish v'davar. Just leave it as is. Don't change anything about it. So Rabbi Meir, who holds that by a bechor, you're not allowed to be mekalkel the bechor by doing a kazas dam, where you're going to make a mum, but he says you're allowed to do it if it's not going to make a mum. That's Rabbi Lezer. Holds like Rabbi Lezer by the chavis, who does not allow being gorim tumah to the chavis, and says if it's you put it in a makom motzna and you cover it up. V'rabbanan, the rabbanan were matir to be makas dam bebuchar, even if it's going to make a mum, so that it shouldn't die. So Rabbi Yeshua, they all like Rabbi Yeshua that you're allowed to be gorim tuma to the chavis in order that it should be ratui to do something with, at least for ziluf. You could sprinkle it on the floor of your house. It shouldn't remain besafek where you can't do anything with it. Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda does not allow being makas dam on a bechar at all. Karam Gamliel, he holds like Karam Gamliel that by a chavis you can't do anything with it, not to fix it, not to ruin it, nothing. So mimai. So where do we? So how do I know that these machlokas are actually related to each other? Dilma ad kan lo kam Rav Meir hasam to kav biyadayin. Maybe Rav Meir only says by bechor that you're not allowed to be makes the dam in a place where it's going to be make a mum because you're doing it biyadayim. Aval hacha de grama Rabbi Yeshua svirle. But maybe when it comes to truma, by just leaving it in the makom galo, you're not being mitameh it, you're just leaving it exposed to tumah. So maybe he holds like Rabbi Yeshua that let that happen, in that way it will be royal lezilif. You're not doing anything. And v'atkan lo kam Rabbi Lazar asam, maybe Rabbi Lazar shita by the chavis to leave it in a, put it in a makom mutznor to cover it up, is elishami yavo eliyavi yitarena, is because there's still hope. Eliyo Anav, you might come and tell us that, oh, you had a suffix, is it tameh, is it tar? I'll tell you, it's tar. Aval hachad yishavak le'mayis, but over here, if you leave it and without being makas the dam, it's going to die. And Eliyahu Hanavi's not going to fix that. So Rabbanan svirulei. So maybe he holds like the Rabbanan that will allow being makas the dam even in a place that it's going to make a mum in order that it shouldn't die. Va'ad kan lo kam Rabbanan hacha, and the Rabbanan over here by Bukhar that say that you're allowed to be makas the dam even in a place that's going to make a mum in order to be matiripa achila before it dies. The shavuk le'mayis is because it's going to die if you leave it avul hasam. But when it comes to the chavishal truma, shema yavel yavi tarena, Rabbi Lezer svirulei, where the chavishal truma might still become tar, maybe they hold like Rabbi Lezer. Vad kal lo kam Rabbi Yehuda hacha to cover biyadayim, and Rabbi Yehuda only holds his shita by a bechar that you're not allowed to be makiz dam because you're doing it physically yourself avul hasam de grama. But in the case of the chavish where it's indirect, Rabbi Yeshua svirulei, maybe he holds like Rabbi Yeshua. Vad kal lo kam Rabbi Gamliel hasam, and Rabbi Gamliel by the chavis holds that you're not allowed to put it, you should not put it into a protected place. Because maybe Elio and Avi is going to come and be mitarid. Aval hachad yishavik le'mayis. But over here, if you leave it, it's gonna die. Rabbanan svirle. Maybe he holds like the Rabbanan that you're allowed to be makas the dam, even in a way that you're going to be making a mum. And the Gemara says, furthermore, this equation of these two machlokas is invalid. Va'od hacha b'kray pligi, v'acha b'kray pligi. The machlokas is not a machlokas in svara. The machlokas is a machlokas in psukim. So in each place there are psukim that we're darshening over here. So the Gemara explains the machlokas by Bukhar and what averos what similar types of averos we would not have machlokas. Let's say you cause chimutz to a carbon mincha that's not allowed to be chametz, and then someone else causes the dough to rise even further. That the second guy is going to be chayiv. Dichsiv lo seyafeh chametz, and then it says lo seyaseh velo seyaseh. So we see even after it's already chametz, it's another isra on top of that to make chametz. B'misaris achar misaris. If someone is misaris behema, whether it's kachem or chulin, and then someone is further misaris it, even though it's already misuras, shul chayiv. Dichsiv umach b'chasus. If it's already karus, notek is the next step. So of course, so ella lahavi notek achar kores shulchayev. It's not just about notek; it's about notek after it's already kores. The whole machlokas is about being matil balmum in that which is already a balmum. So maybe we'll start with that tomorrow. It's a fascinating discussion. What about the rest of kol ha-tarukula? When you have a result-oriented iser, and the result is already achieved, it's already aser. So is there a further iser to do it? Bishul basa b'chalav when it's already been cooked. Is there another bishul achar bishul? So this is a big discussion in the Gemara over here and a big discussion in Poskim. We'll pick up with that tomorrow. Be'ezras Hashem. Mm-hmm.